Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent. Today we go to Ephesians for our question. As believers, we see and hear things every day that dishonor the Lord and that make us angry. In his earthly ministry, Jesus expressed anger on many occasions. But unlike Christ, we're sinners. And sometimes, well, maybe most of the time, our anger is tainted with sin. In Ephesians 4:26, Paul says, "Be angry and sin not. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath." Easy to say, hard to do. John, how do we achieve sinless anger as believers? And what's it mean for the sun to go down on our wrath?
I think the real battle, Denny, comes because pride gets in the way. Yeah, we can even be angry about things that dishonor the Lord, a kind of righteous anger, and then begin to feel pride in our hearts because we think we don't dishonor the Lord. It's hard not to have some mixture of sin in your anger, even if it's self-righteousness. And therein lies the battle, and therein lies the struggle to obey the command. When it says be angry and sin not, it means don't cross that line. Don't cross that line in your own heart where you feel proud and superior to somebody else with whom you're angry. But it also means don't let your anger lead to some act of sin, some unkind word, some vicious response, and try to justify that because this person is violating a biblical command or bringing dishonor on God. And then the part about don't let the sun go down on your wrath, that's just a very, very practical reality. You don't want to go to bed angry. That destroys your sleep, and that becomes something that broods and takes root in your heart and becomes what the writer of Hebrews called a root of bitterness. Let your anger go. Let it go quickly. Don't let it turn into acts of vengeance, and make sure that it's always righteous anger.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more on today's topic, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.